Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, it's a WrestleMania 17 TLC 2 WWF Tag Team Championship match. Watch along. And who better to do that than with our own WWE Hall of Famer, Bully Ray. What's going on, Bully?
Well, this should be fun, Dave, because I have not watched TLC 2 in its entirety in a long time. So let's see how the memories come flooding back. Let's see what I can actually remember after having my head caved in so many times in my career. I did ask fans which one of these watch-alongs they would have rather have seen, the Triangle Ladder match from WrestleMania 2000, TLC 1, or TLC 2. It was pretty unanimous that they wanted to see TLC 2, which obviously got Lita, Spike Dudley, and Rhino involved. So pretty excited about going through this one with you and having the fans listen along.
All right, so since you asked that question, and obviously the fans want the TLC 2, and that's the match that we're doing from WrestleMania 17, would you have chosen that match to do the watch along with?
It's really difficult for me to choose between the three matches, because the Triangle Ladder match from WrestleMania 2000 is what put the three teams on the map. That's when we realized we had something special. That's when the WWE realized they had something special in the three teams. That's when I think we also realized that, hey, if we ever did this again, we could probably raise the bar, because that Triangle Ladder match went so well. Then we did TLC 1, and I think we blew it out of the water. And then when TLC 2 came along, we're like, well, how the hell do we top it? And that's how when we introduced Lita, Rhino, and Spike, as I said. So I think this would be the one. And plus, WrestleMania 17 is regarded as the greatest WrestleMania of all time. And TLC 2 is the match that many say stole the show at WrestleMania 17. You know how we talk on Busted Open about, you know, Hogan and Andre put 93,000 plus in the in the Superdome, but it was Savage and Steamboat that stole the show. Well, I'm pretty proud of the fact that we stole the show that night, and it'll be fun watching it back.
All right, so we are watching on Peacock. Now we don't have to worry, because I think everybody now is watching and subscribing to the WWE Network on Peacock. So the timestamp is as follows. 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 53 seconds. So everybody that's watching on Peacock, go to WrestleMania, type in WrestleMania in the search, choose season 17, because this is the 17th season of WrestleMania. I know it sounds confusing, Bully, but that's the way Peacock does it. And then we go to the timestamp, 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 53 seconds. So once you find that time, 1 hour, 51 minutes, 53 seconds, we'll give the countdown. And now, are you ready? Five.
Wait. Are we going, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 press play, or 1 and then press play?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 press play.
So on 1, we press play.
On 1, we press play. You ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's my combination on my luggage, only backwards.
Yeah, do it backwards and on 1 hit play. Okay. So 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 53 seconds in 5, 4, 3, 2, And one, you hit play, and here we go. WrestleMania 17, TLC 2, your WWF Tag Team Champions, the Dudleys, and here they are, Bully, setting up the tables, the ladders, and the chairs.
Yep, getting everything set up right here. Visually, we already know it's a spectacle. The entire Astrodome entranceway lined with tables, ladders, and chairs, making them easily accessible for all three teams. Obviously, the object is to climb the ladder, and there you see the tag team championships held high above the ring. Object, climb the ladder, grab the championships, but you also had tables and chairs in which to try to maim, hurt, brutalize your opponents with. And pretty shortly, you'll see the maiming and the brutalization. And there's Howard Finkel. God rest his soul. Love Howard.
Also, you see our very good friend Jimmy Corderas outside the ring. And this is a special time because I loved having the photographers outside the ring, like the George Napolitanos. You could see them outside the ring. And here comes the extremely popular Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, the Hardy Boys.
The Hardys are the only other tag team on the planet right now who can even remotely claim to have done as much as myself and D-Von have done with a claim to World Tag Team Championships. And these are the homegrown babyface hero tag team of the WWE. Matt and Jeff had been with them since, you know, they were youngins in the business. And as you can see by this entrance, fans are on their feet. That's the Astrodome. That's 70,000 people on their feet. I mean, look at that shot, man. It's an incredible shot. And they were soaking it in right there.
All right, now here comes Edge and Christian. And again, Bully, you're in the Hall of Fame. I love the way you got inducted into the Hall of Fame, because I think all three of these teams, solo-wise, but also tag team-wise, deserve to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, I appreciate that. And there's also a case to be made that this match or the TLC matches that we did should be inducted into the Hall of Fame. But I'll leave that up to fans to decide. Here come Edge and Christian. Obviously, they have a ton of heat. They're kind of the heels in this whole situation. And Edge and Christian and the Hardys kicked it all off back with that original ladder match before me and D-Von had gotten to the WWE. So there's a hell of a rivalry in the ring right at this very moment before me and my brother even make it out there.
And sometimes it's a lost art, but it was definitely happening here at WrestleMania 17. What team comes out last but your WWF Tag Team Champions, the Dudleys?
And I remember telling everybody, because our time had got cut. We went from like 24 minutes to 18 minutes. And trust me, we have a gun to our head right now. But I told everybody, take time, take 1 second to stare at that crowd and smell the roses and soak it all in, because we may never have a chance to do it again together. And this was our last time, other than being on stage at the Hall of Fame, that the six of us were ever in the same place at the same time.
Well, you're coming down to the ring and you look laser focused on what's going to happen in this match. But you just said that you told everybody, hey, man, this could be the last time. So soak in this crowd, this 70,000 people at the Astrodome. So were you able to take your own advice, even though you got the game face on? Were you able to kind of soak it in as you're walking towards that ring?
You try, but then you get hit with that wall of sound and you get hit with the emotion right here. We're kind of looking at each other and without talking to one another, just saying, you got this? Yeah, I got this. And we all knew that we had this. We really did. We were so confident. But something happens in this match that really screws all six of us up. And as we go along, I'll kind of get into it, because here's the action. We're jump-starting this and we're getting right underway.
Yeah, and you know, here are the Dudleys face-planting Christian, and then the Hardys are coming in as well. And this is a good just start to the match, just fisticuffs, just fist flying everywhere.
Well, the story leading up to it dictated it. We had been in the ring with each other so many times that jump-starting this match was the smart thing to do. You can see that Hardy's taking over on Devon. Going to do a little poetry in motion right here. Yep. Boom, which we've taken many a time. I'll take a stiff clothesline from Matt, and here comes...
the ladder.
Double clears Liz with the ladder. So right now, we're off to a good start. We're feeling good about ourselves. We know where each other is going to be. We know ring positioning. One of the unique things about this match, Dave, and the six of us had always agreed on it, we all knew where the other five would be at any given time. Before we went out there, you had to know this match backwards and forwards. And unlike Steamboat and Savage... we never wrote it down on a yellow notebook pad.
So how do you plan for a match like this? Because you do have tables, ladders, and chairs involved, and, you know, six men in the ring sometimes at the same time. Like, there's a lot of chaos. So how do you control all this chaos?
You just said it, controlled chaos. You have to know exactly what you're doing. You have to know how to use the tables, the ladders, and the chairs. You have to realize that sometimes the tables, ladders, and chairs have a mind of their own. You have to stick to the game plan. There's no deviating from the game plan in a match like this, because if the shit hits the fan, it's hard to get word to the other five guys or to the other guys or for the referees. That's why we got referees out there that we can trust, that if we had to deliver messages, we could. There you see Edge jumping off the chair, giving Matt Hardy a clothesline, stopping him from climbing to the top. Remember, the object was to climb, and we get Matt Hardy a minute in climbing for the championships.
Yeah, you know, Bully, we had Edge on once, and we talked about having a stadium full of people, and he was talking about WrestleMania 24, where, you know, because it wasn't enclosed, it was an open-air stadium, it was hard to get a feel for the crowd. Obviously, with the Astrodome, closed dome. You know, were you able to feed off the crowd, or could the crowd be a distraction with what's going on?
This is what I was talking about earlier, where we thought things went drastically wrong. The sound in the Astrodome went straight up into the air. It never bounced back into the ring. What the six of us are hearing right now is almost silence.
Wow.
It did not sound like the crowd was responding at all. And as we get deeper into the match, we're actually all... this is pretty stiff coming up. This is one of Matt and Jeff's signature thing, but oh my God, if they don't come down perfectly and one hits you in the gut and then one hits you in the face, oh, it hurts so much. But like I was talking about the sound, we're halfway through the match and we're like, this match sucks. They're not responding to anything. They don't like anything. They hate us. Oh, my God. What do we do now? It's just because the sound was going straight up, but we kept on trucking and moving forward. Weather!
So knowing that, did you try?
Devon almost didn't make it.
Yeah, Devon barely made it, but just enough to hit the tip.
The tank.
So Bully.
Wait. Oh man, doing the tables in the Astrodome in front of 70,000. That was pretty awesome. What were you gonna say,
pretty
Dave?
Pretty awesome. No. So did you try anything different? Because hey, you are saying deep into the match, you don't think you're getting much of a reaction. So did you try to do things differently to get a bigger reaction?
You can't do anything differently. You have to go with the plan. This is not a match that you can change on the fly. So we put something together that we knew made sense based on our story, made sense based on the first two matches that we had together, and made sense based on the eventual run-ins. Here comes a powerbomb, I think, through the table.
Wow, right on top of Edge. Jeff Hardy on top of Edge. That's strong.
Everybody executed their part perfectly right there. And that's what you want, controlled chaos. So now these two guys are down. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask quickly, because we kind of talked about this with WrestleMania 3, because you brought up Savage and Steamboat. Obviously, the main event was The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. But was your intent, every person that was involved in this match, to steal the show that night?
1,000%. Every single night I've ever been in a ring, our goal was to steal the show. And the six of us at this time, we had a bit of a swagger. And we were going out there because we had heard in the weeks leading up to this match that none of the other main events wanted to be positioned anywhere close to our match. Nobody wanted to follow it. So they put it on like fourth or fifth at WrestleMania. And I think maybe like the Gimmick Battle Royal came after this or whatever it was. None of the bigger matches wanted to be anywhere close to this because they had already seen what we did at TLC 1.
Yeah, you had the Gimmick Battle Royal right after this, and then you went to The Undertaker and Triple H, and I think The Undertaker and Triple H kind of suffered because it was a bit of a letdown for the crowd after coming off this TLC match. And that's saying something because you're talking about The Undertaker and Triple H.
You know, when we went out there, I kind of looked at this match or any of the other bigger matches we had as like a sexual experience. When it's all over, you want it to be so good that your partner is so blown up that they need to smoke a cigarette. And I think that the fans in the Astrodome needed to smoke a pack of cigarettes after this match was over.
And you
here
know
you can
what,
see this climbing. We're all climbing. We're all trying to get those championships. Everybody's reaching. Everybody's fighting. Sticking to the object of the match, which is to win at all times. There you go. That was a hell of a bump from Christian. He bumped right on his ass to the floor.
And here's you and Edge and an Edge.
Me and Edge. Just so, a nice big push, nice big bumps. Everybody's down. And right now, the people are cheering. We still can't hear them.
That's crazy. But you can see them. And, I mean, they're going. Not everybody, and this is hard to do, Bully. Every single person in that stadium is on their feet.
Yeah, I mean, well, except in the front row.
Well, they're not. They're not
the majority of the people. Yeah. They will be eventually. This is a hell of a shot. I love the above camera. Look at Christian, man. That's a hard bump to take right on your ass. Edge slowly climbing, going to go right back up that ladder. Christian setting up some tables.
Yep.
Like I said, we're going through it. We're going through it. We're sticking to the plan. Very little communication out there because everything is on track right now. Everybody's doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Everybody's exactly where they're supposed to be. And here you can see the first run, and here comes Spike.
There
you
nice.
Get an acid drop. Boom.
And then right after Christian. Oh, on the table outside.
Right through the table. Perfect execution. And I believe that acid drop through the table on Christian takes him out for the whole match, Dave. Watch this. Christian is going to stay down and sell for the entire match because we wanted him out of sight and out of mind.
Nice. Well, this did the trick. And my God, how's Spike walking after doing something like that through that table?
And here comes Rhino.
Yep.
You know, Spike was with me and Devon, obviously. Rhino on the side of Edge and Christian. Stiffing the piss out of Devon with that ladder.
Ooh.
Gore. I got a little bit of cushion, though. It didn't hurt that much.
Gore through the table.
Nice. And as you can see, Dave, like, everything is being executed properly right now. Like, everything, all the dominoes are falling exactly where we discussed. So, we're all pretty happy right now, except that we can't hear the people.
That's crazy. And here comes Lita.
Yep. Look at this one. Here she comes.
Wow.
And here's going to cut. This is going to get real fun real quick.
Rhino takes her by the back of the head. Over his head, and then Spike with the low blow.
Yep.
Nut shot. And then lead
this
off
is
the
a
top.
Hell of a Rana coming up here.
Nice.
Whew. Nice. Edge is still climbing. Edge is almost there. Boom. The chair shot took Edge down. Connecting those dots. Everything meant something.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that everything meant something. Every flaw, there's nothing wasted. Everything has meaning behind it.
It's one of the things that you hear me talk about on the show all the time. Everything has to mean something. Otherwise, why did you do it in the first place? The beauty of what we do, check this chair shot. wham, cracked him. And then, oh, my God, 3D. Look at that.
Wow, she took that like a champ.
She took it like a champ. Lita was so tough. Now look at the people. Now look at the people.
Yeah, now
watch his chair shot.
Going crazy. Oh.
Oh, concerto right to the face. Have a nice day.
That Edge and Christian are the only two wrestlers standing.
Oh, Christian, damn. I thought that. I thought that bump took Christian out until the end. I was wrong.
He's still feeling the effects of it. He's still selling it, though. He's groggy, barely on his feet. It's funny that, you know, like you said, you don't go back and watch this, as you said, boy. Because so you're going strictly by your memory from what happened that night.
I'm trying to memorize as much as I can, and my brains have been scrambled through the years. That bulldog that Jericho gave me at TLC 4 in Las Vegas scrambled my brains a lot. So in order for me to remember, I really have to watch this stuff. Here comes a nice up and over from Jeff, if memory serves me correctly.
Yep.
This is a signature spot from Jeff, you know, with him doing a swanton off the top. Boom. Onto Rhino and Spike.
And Spike is checking his nose because he probably felt like he broke his nose from taking that ass shot from Jeff.
Jeff is dense. So when Jeff would come down on you, you felt every bit of it. Like Jeff and RVD, very deceiving. They're very thick. They're very dense and heavy. Boom. Yeah, Spike took the brunt of that one.
And you see the Rock's mom at ringside with the, you know, the holy S moment covering her mouth watching Jeff do that.
Yeah, Rocky's mom was texting Rocky in the back saying, you better step your game up, son, because you're not following this match. Now, here comes the Frogger spot. Oh, no, that's a replay. We're going to get to something called what we called the Frogger spot. So Devon and Christian are climbing, and we had to stop them. So you see how the ladders are set up? Almost like, remember the video game Frogger?
Yep.
They almost look like they're like the lily pads. Now they're hanging. Devon hated hanging because he's terrified of heights. Terrified. And he's going to take a pretty nice, I don't know if this is the really good bump or not. Or is this, oh, that was the ugly one. Oh. But if you watch Jeff, we never expected this to happen to Jeff. This was the only tiny thing to go wrong. This was Jeff's idea. He was going to walk across the three ladders. But Jeff loses his balance, which never, ever, ever happened. Right there. Sets the ladder right back up. We're going right back to where we needed to get, which is coming up the most infamous spot of this match, and probably other than Hogan slamming Andre, I think this is the most unique and special WrestleMania moment of all time.
Yeah, I agree. It's top three WrestleMania moments without a doubt, and we could have that discussion at another time, but this is iconic. You know, you get rid of the ladder, Jeff is barely hanging on with his feet, and then now you're taking the ladder away, and then bam,
perfection,
the spear right through Jeff and laid out on the mat. It's perfect. It's an amazing image.
It could not have been executed. It looks like it killed the both of them, and they were both perfectly safe.
And again, not the finish to the match, but that's the image that everyone's going to remember.
And we wanted to let that breathe so much more. But because we had the time cut, we had a blast through the match. Otherwise, you want to stay down and let the people soak that in. They would have probably gotten a standing ovation for that spot alone in the match.
And then we're right back from the replay with you and Matt at the top of the ladder trying to get that title belt. And then here comes Rhino pushing you both. Yep, right outside the ring. Into the tables.
The timing on that, if not absolutely dead on balls, perfect, somebody gets hurt. Because if one guy goes through before the other, it's a catastrophe. We went through at the same time, it worked, and now me and Matt are out of the match.
Yes. And that leaves Edge and Christian and Jeff Hardy barely hanging on. Here comes Devon coming out from the outside of the ring. and a replay of you two going through the tables, which is another iconic spot. But you're right. In hindsight, probably should have let that breathe a little bit more. That spear is now completely moved on.
Because they cut our time. We really didn't have any time to let anything breathe. When we were at 24 minutes for the match, we had design time to let it breathe. And here you see Christian grabbing both championships with the aid of Rhino.
Yep.
And now, Dave, you saw the match. Imagine if that match would have had 3, 4, 5 more minutes for guys to sell appropriately.
Well, just that last 60 seconds alone probably should have went another 3 or 4 minutes.
Without a doubt. But we got it done, and this was probably the crowning moment for the six of us. Because after this, we knew, like, there's nothing more we can do. We can't fall from any higher. We can't get any more innovative with the bumps. We can't incorporate any more psychology. We can't do any more surprise run-ins. But because this had gone so well, you know, WWE decided to do TLC 3 in Anaheim. Then they decided to do TLC 4 in Vegas. And I remember talking to them and saying, no more. We're going to the well one too many times. Eventually, this is going to get bad. And it got bad in Vegas. But, yeah, this was a hell of a moment for everybody. And I do remember when I eventually got back through the curtain, the first person to greet me on the other side of that curtain was Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
And he gave me a giant hug. And he said, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my career. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. you think the final time in the match, 15 minutes and 47 seconds. And unfortunately, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, the way that the WWE and the direction that they're going into when it comes to tag team wrestlings, you're probably never, ever, ever going to have the match like you saw and Wake we just witnessed at WrestleMania 17.
Dave, do you think there are any three teams in the WWE right now that have the chemistry to pull something like that off?
You can't say chemistry because they don't spend enough time with the tag team division or feuds or anything like that to have the type of chemistry your three teams had. Like the talent's definitely there. You look at the New Day, you look at the Usos. I think there's teams that could do it, but you just mentioned chemistry, and I don't think that there is.
And I agree with those two teams. I think the Usos and the New Day, I don't know who the other team would be, or at least right now. Dave, the WWE has never been a tag team company. They have had, you know, spikes throughout the years of when tag team wrestling was, you know, a thing. You know, we remember in the 80s when, you know, the Hart Foundation and the Bulldogs and, you know, all those other teams enjoyed watching. And before that, you know, in the late 70s, it was, you know, Gorilla and Martel and the Strongbows and the Wild Samoans and Fuji and Saito. The WWE never had any intention. Like, they never sat in a creative meeting or a booking meeting and said, we're going to push the Dudleys, the Hardys, and Edge and Christian to these levels, to these heights. All three teams took it on their own. And all three teams are lucky if they've been in the same place at the same time with one another. Because you know how I feel. Everybody needs somebody. Austin needed McMahon. Hulk needed Andre. Yada, yada. The Dudleys needed the Hardys, Edge, and Christian. The Hardys needed the Dudleys. You get it. And I think that when all three teams finally got together, I think Vince McMahon stepped in shit. And I think he realized that shit smelled like money.
It certainly did.
And he ran with it. And we got two huge WrestleMania matches out of it and one SummerSlam match.
Well, TLC 2, probably the greatest match on the greatest WrestleMania card of all time, WrestleMania 17. How did it feel watching the match back?
It was fun. My God, so fast, though. So fast. I mean, we had 24 minutes and we got it done in 15 because we had gotten cut down so much. So, you know, we always talk about on the show letting things breathe and selling and registering and taking your time. We didn't have the luxury of time because I think by the time we had gone out there, the show was running a little heavy and they weren't going to do anything to jeopardize the amount of time that Austin and Rock had in the main event, especially with Vince being involved. So our match was one of the matches that got cut. But even in cutting it, you still got what you got. Does that match hold up in your eyes?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, here we are 21 years later, and I don't know if you could do it any better now. Seriously. Like, 21, it really holds up through the test of time.
I you know, going watching it back psychology-wise, I'm not really sure. Nothing like jumped out at me like, oh, why did I do that? Or why did they do that? I'm sure if I go back, we could tighten the screws a little bit more. But I know what we were up against with time, so you just had to do what you had to do.
Well, Bully, thanks for watching that with me. I hope the fans enjoyed that as well. We're going to try to do this more and more, do these watch-alongs. Myself, Bully, Tommy, Mark Henry, we're going to take some of the most significant matches in the history of pro wrestling and watch them with you with the help of Peacock. Bully, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you on Busted Open. All right,
take care. Thank you to everybody who watched, and I appreciate the support over the years, and thanks for always loving the TLC matches.
Make sure you rate, like, and subscribe to the Busted Open podcast, and make sure you listen to Busted Open Monday through Saturday on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 from 9 a.m. to noon. Until next time, we'll see you and talk to you right here on the Busted Open podcast.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.